Officials with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, won't say how many prisoners have been released from its detention centers in Georgia. But the reason is Friday's anticipated federal spending cuts, the so-called sequestration. ICE says the move is to ensure it stays in budget. There are four ICE detention facilities in Georgia. The Stewart County facility in southwest Georgia has some 1,700 beds, the largest ICE detention facility in the nation. An ICE spokesman in Atlanta tells WABE all the detainees released this week will be under what's called supervised release. That ranges from required periodic phone calls to an ICE office to wearing ankle monitors. The agency says it will continue to prosecute the former detainees' cases in immigration court. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.